Well, now we're going to travel to Linn County High School, and high school counselor Catherine Black talks about her honor student, Michael O'Kane.
Well, Michael O'Kane is an exceptional student because he is a leader in school and outside of school as well. But in school, he's really a role model for other students. And things that he does that other students can see him as a leader. He does our morning announcements each morning and usually includes a joke with him as well. So even our elementary students look up to him as a leader. He also MCs all of our homecoming assemblies, and he's a cadet teacher for an elementary classroom. So through all those things, we see him as being a leader, and many students are able to see that. He also is really devoted to his academics. He's received over 30 credit hours of dual credit classes while he's been in high school, which is an incredible accomplishment for high school students. So he's really devoted to everything involving school. Being involved in things like basketball, he's received many awards for his accomplishments on the court. Other things that he's been involved in is Science Olympiad, and so he's gone to regional competitions with Science Olympiad. He's an NHS, he's a National Honor Society student, so that involvement in NHS shows his commitment to academics and citizenship and serving others. He has been on the honor roll. He received the DAR Good Citizen Award this year as a senior, which was voted on by all teachers. So that's another account of people looking up to Michael as someone who is a good student and a good citizenship. He's also the student council president. So being a leader is obvious in that he was elected as the student council president, and he's very involved with those things that the student council does in our school. He's one of those kids that if I have something that I need help with, and I need someone to get it done, and it may not be something real fun, I know that Michael's going to help me just because that's the kind of kid he is. He knows it needs to get done, and so he will help us. He's honest. He's one of the students that even if no one's around, he's going to be doing the right thing, and he'll lead by example, showing others that, you know, even if no one's looking, we should be doing the right thing all the time. He also takes responsibility. If he's messed up, he'll own up to those mistakes, and so he really shows leadership through all the things that he does and all the qualities that he has. He plans to attend Grandview University in Des Moines, and he has an academic and an athletic scholarship to attend Grandview. He wants to major in business administration and sports management.
That's high school counselor Catherine Black talking about Linn County's honored student, Michael O'Kane.